You spend about one-third of your life sleeping. In my case, it's probably closer to half of my life. But that's not the point. The point is, you deserve the right to great sleep. Casper is a sleep brand that makes expertly designed products to help you get your best rest one night at a time. Casper products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing comfort for all kinds of bodies. The original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface. With over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars across their website, Amazon, and Google, Casper is becoming the internet's favorite mattress. While I'm confident you'll love your Casper mattress, they make it so easy to say yes even if you're unsure. Their mattresses are shipped in small boxes that make you think, how did they do that? And you can be confident about your purchase with Casper's 100 Nights Sleep On It trial. This includes free shipping and returns in U.S. and Canada. Give yourself the comfort you deserve. Get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/ASMR and using ASMR at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode, we are continuing the popular series Double Rainbow. For those of you unfamiliar with the series, it's as simple as I look at Wikipedia, I read the names of colors in chronological in alphabetical order, and I give my commentary. And what kind of started off as a little bit of a joke has sort of turned into be a pretty popular series, because I get people telling me what they think about a certain color that I read, how to actually pronounce a certain color, to continue doing the series. So I will oblige and continue. So the colors we're looking at today in this episode are colors beginning with I, J, K, and possibly L. And we're doing so many letters because there really aren't that many colors that begin with those letters when I'm as far as when I initially took a look. So I'm going to scroll down here. Alright. Drum roll. That was my drum roll. First color, letter I. Iceberg. It is a baby blue, dark baby blue kind of color. I have no qualms about it. I mean, it's not a bad looking color. You know, it's kind of like what, if you ever see those kids wear like Vineyard Vines shirts, that they're kind of like it's like a hipster blue. That's what I'm going to call that. Next we have iced tea, which is, it's like brown. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily equate that to be like iced tea. I mean, iced tea for me is sort of like a golden brown. This is more like a poop stain brown. If you don't believe me, take a look. Iced tea. I'm looking at it on Wikipedia. It could be my screen, but it's not appealing. Let's put it that way. I wouldn't want to drink that. Next color, letter I. Already throwing in the curveballs here. And I'm definitely going to get two or three emails about how to pronounce this, because I'm not very good at pronouncing these things. Icterin, I think is how you call it. I-C-T-E-R-I-N-E. Icterin. That's what I'm going to go with. It is like a pale yellow. Really not much to it. It's kind of a nice looking color. Why not? I can go with it. So. But yeah, I think I said that right. Icterin. It wouldn't make sense if it's Isterine or Isterin, but I'm sure someone will correct me. Next color we have over here. Sorry, I just realized I had a lozenge in my mouth. Sorry if that was distracting. Iguana green. and it's actually a nice color, you know, to be honest. It's, you know, I've seen plenty of iguanas. I wouldn't say that they're that light of a green color. I think they're a little bit more of like a, I don't know, darker green color, but this is nice. Like, I mean, I'd wear a shirt with that color, iguana green. I'm going to look it up on Amazon later, see if I find an iguana green shirt. Just quickly clicking on iguana green. Apparently it's a Crayola color. I don't know why that matters. I guess it really doesn't. It was discovered in 1987 by Crayola. I guess I haven't seen too many colors, to be honest. It was in a pack of colors called the Bold Pack. Don't know what that means. But actually says here now it's a standard marker color. I don't know. I'm confused. This is becoming a ramble episode very quickly. Next we have Illuminating Emerald. And doesn't really illuminate much. It's not that impressive. Next we have Imperial, which is a like royal purple sort of color, which makes sense, right? I mean, you know, purple is often associated with royalty. Then you have Imperial Blue, which to me, the blue looks like, you know, like in those old websites with like motion graphics and, you know, it's like really bad looking websites from the early 2000s, and you had, you know, a blue background, and the blue background was like this obnoxious dark blue that, you know, white wouldn't really contrast very well, but neither would black. And for some reason, so many bad websites had that. This for me is that blue. Imperial blue is that color that people, you know, that web developers would put as their background color. I mean, what happened? Like, why were the standards for user design and user experience and user interface so poor in the early 2000s? You could barely read the text. And now we have a little bit of a problem, because now I'm reading Imperial Purple. That to me doesn't look purple. It looks more like violet. I'm only saying it's not a problem. I'm being a little dramatic and a little facetious. It's just, you know, Imperial's already purple. Why do you need Imperial Purple that's more like violet? So many questions. Imperial Red. It's not a very intimidating red. It's kind of like a very soft, almost like an angry peach. Then we move on to Inchworm. I'm gonna click on that just to see why it's called Inchworm. It's an interesting little light green color. It's kind of like the color like Mountain Dew. That's kind of what that reminds me of. As I scroll down to see Inchworm, see if I have any information on it. Why would I? But produced 2003 to present. Okay, that's useful. Inchworm, everyone. All right, the next color is called Independence. Now, I want you to think what Independence looks like in your head. If you're Canadian, maybe it's red, maybe it's white. If you're American, maybe it's red, white, and blue. Maybe it's, you know, a combination of colors. You know, Independence can be whatever you want it to be. But what if I told you that the embodiment of Independence in color form is gray? To me, that strikes me as being the exact opposite of Independence. For me, that is, you know, that's like chaining the color down. Why would you name a color Independence only to have it be, I mean, no kidding, just a dark gray, like a stone, not even a stone gray, because it's pretty dark. Not impressed with Independence at all. We now move on to India Green. Self-explanatory, I suppose. Indian Red, which it's not really red, in my opinion. It's like a pink, if I'm being honest. Indian yellow, which to me looks more like peach. Indigo, okay. Straightforward, makes sense. Indigo blue. Indigo dye. Indigo parentheses rainbow. And it's like, it's indigo, okay? I mean, let's you know, I'll save the details because indigo rainbow is just indigo. And for some reason, we have felt the need to, you know, transform indigo into, you know, so many different, you know, forms and flavors. I'm looking up the history of indigo just for laughs, just for giggles. Spanish explorers discovered an American species of indigo and began to cultivate the product in Guatemala. The English and French subsequently began to encourage indigo cultivation in their colonies in the West Indies. It is a beautiful color. It is a beautiful color. Because I get a sip of water. So, moving on, we have infrared, but not infrared, it's infra space red. Maybe my eyesight is bad, maybe it's my perception is different than everyone else's. Infrared looks like pink to me. Interdimensional blue, I mean, sure. International Klein Blue, which I'm going to click on just to see what that looks like. International Klein Blue is a deep blue hue first mixed by the French artist Yves Klein. IKB's visual impact comes from the heavy reliance on ultramarine, as well as Klein's often thick and textured application of paint to canvas. And for those of you unfamiliar, Yves Klein was a French artist considered an important figure in post-war European art. He was a leading member of the French artistic movement of Nouveau Realisme, I don't know, founded in 1960, and by art critic Pierre Restany. Klein was a pioneer in the development of performance art and is seen as an inspiration to and as a forerunner of minimal art as well as pop art. So there you go. Yves Klein got his own shade of blue, I guess. Because if you look at the history, IKB, as they call it, at least. Well, what's interesting is they're crediting Yves Klein, but it says in collaboration with Edouard Adam, a Parisian art paint supplier, whose shop is still in business on the Boulevard Edgar Quinet in Montparnasse. The uniqueness of IKB does not derive from the ultramarine pigment, but rather from the matte synthetic resin binder in which the color is suspended, and which allows a pigment to maintain as much of its original qualities and intensity of color as possible. I mean, it is a really nice color. It is like a very deep, deep, you know, violet, ultramarine, whatever, blue. So, I mean, it is a nice color. It seems a little much. Next, we have International Orange, parentheses, aerospace. International Orange, parentheses, engineering. International Orange, parentheses, Golden Gate Bridge. Yeah. See, this is the kind of stuff that just makes me laugh because, you know, it's like, do you really need that many international oranges? I mean, who, you know. If I'm being frank, the International Orange in Golden Gate Bridge, that's not orange. The International Orange in engineering, that's not orange. The International Orange in aerospace, that's orange. That is as orange as you could possibly get. But in engineering, that's red. Please take a look, seriously. After you wake up from the nap that I've probably induced upon you, check out this International Orange. From engineering and International Orange Golden Gate Bridge, That's not orange. Not to me, it isn't. You know, and I'm not an authority on colors, but I don't buy it. I don't buy that as being orange. Next, we have iris. We have iron, which, going back to it, independence, a color called independence is a darker shade of gray or silver than a color named iron. Okay, that's all you need to know about that. Give me a break. How are you going to name a color independence? And it can be anything. I understand it's all subjective, but color, I mean, you may as well just made it black. Made it, or just white. You know, I mean, just make it a color, make it a binary color, and then, I mean, I don't know. I just thought I think it's a good opportunity to have it be something vibrant, something. I don't know. Am I giving this too much thought? Next, we have a color by the name of Irresistible. Irresistible. It says here, the color Irresistible is displayed at right. Okay, that doesn't work for you because you're listening, not seeing this. The color name Irresistible first came into use in 1948. The source of this color is the Plaisir color system, a color system formulated in 1948 as widely used by interior designers. Okay. That's a little bit, you know. It's a little bit sumptuous that that's really irresistible. It is a nice color. It's like a plum, let's say. And I like that color. But, you know, it seems a little, a little bold. It's a little bold for my taste. Yeah, it's a little bold for my taste is what I'm going to get at. Next we have Isabelline. Isabelline. Isabelline, also known as Isabella, it's a pale gray yellow, pale fawn, pale cream brown, or parchment color. It's primarily found in animal coat coloring, particularly plumage colors in birds, and in Europe in horses. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it's pretty spot on. You know, it looks like they have a picture of a horse here. Light Palomino quarter horse, which may be described as Isabelline. And yeah, I mean, the color's pretty spot on. It's, yeah, like a pale gray-brown sort of thing. Now we have Islamic Green, Italian Ice, Italian Leather, Italian Roast, Italian Sky Blue, which I'm just kind of laughing at because it's like, what, you know, does Italy experience the skies differently than the rest of the world? It's Italian. I guess that was more like a New York Italian guy. I don't know. I just find it, like, I find a lot of this genuinely funny sometimes. Okay, last color, letter I. Hopefully you're ready for it. It's the last one. And it's a nice one, I gotta say. And it is the color ivory. Ivory. Maybe some of you saw that coming, right? It's a relatively popular color, I think, right? And so now, obviously, we move on to the J's. First J, Jakarta. Jakarta. And now we have, already throwing curveballs at me, Jacobean. I'm not making this up, guys. Jacobean. Jacobean. And as I click on it, I'm looking. What comes up here is shades of black. And it's actually huge, so I'm not going to go into that. But yeah, Jacobean. And it is. It's like a shade of black. If that's even possible. Jade, Japanese carmine, lovely color. Japanese indigo, lovely color. It's not indigo, if you ask me. It's kind of like, I mean, I might be wrong, probably wrong. It's just, you know, that to me is like a, it's like if you were to put it in a little bit of like gray with like some sea green, like muddy sea green. That's what I see that as. Or like a teal color that's a few shades darker than what you usually see. Then you have Japanese laurel. The whole Yanny versus Laurel debate comes to life in this episode. And that's how it's spelled. Japanese laurel. Laurel. Message me if you heard Yanny. I think I'm laughing too much. Let me know if I'm laughing too much. I just want to have a good time. Japanese violet. Jasmine. Jasper. Jasper orange. Jazzberry jam. What is this? Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Jazzberry jam is a rich... Oh, actually, when you click on jazzberry jam, it comes out as red violet. I guess that's accurate. Jelly bean. When I say the color jelly bean, what do you think of? I probably would have thought like green, or like a very vibrant red. But no, it's like a very subdued, it's like a clay color. I find that often these colors, when I read them, there's a certain expectation based on their name. And the colors that, again, you sort of expect to be vibrant, a lot of times I just find are so subdued and subtle. It's kind of maybe a trend that I've noticed amongst looking at all these colors. Next we have jelly bean blue, which again it's like a subdued, it's like a nice, it's like something you'd see in a bathroom. Okay, jelly bean blue looks like the kind of color that you're gonna see, you know, in a bathroom. Next we have jet, which is like a dark black. Jet stream. Then we have a very interesting color. Very interesting indeed. And it's called Jonquil. J-O-N-K-U-I-L. Jonquil is a hue of yellow. It is a color of the interior of the central cylindrical tubular projection of the jonquil flower. The color of the interior, the central cylindrical tubular projection of a jonquil flower. The color takes its name from a species of plant, Narcissus jonquila, which has clusters of small, fragrant yellow flowers. I'm looking at the picture. I don't know. I guess they line up. I guess the colors line up. It's a nice shade of yellow. Geordie blue, June bud, which is like lime green, jungle green. Yeah, again, I'm gonna have to fight this one. Jungle green to me is not green. That's like teal. That's like it's like sea green. That's not jungle green. I think jungle green, it's deep, vibrant green. This is, check it out. Kelly green. Oh, sorry. Jeez, I just ruined it. Great. That was the last color of J. My apologies. I know. I'm doing a terrible job. Jungle green. So, you know, of course, we started J's not too long ago. Now we already finished J's. I told you, not too many colors with J. There are very few colors with K as well, which is why we're going to read those as well. But, yeah, that was the last color, jungle green. And now, you know, I would ask for a drum roll, but we've already gone past that. Kelly green is the first color for K. And then we get into Kenyan copper. It's just a reddish brown color, I guess. I'm not sure why it's Kenyan. It's, you know, that's fine. Then we have Keppel. What do you think of when I say Keppel? Keppel. Keppel. It's it's like a blue. Then we have key lime. And then we have khaki. But we have parentheses HTML/CSS, parentheses khaki. It's redundant. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand the difference. Because right below khaki, HTML, CSS, khaki, we have khaki, parentheses, X11, parentheses, light khaki. To me, keylime and khaki, X11, light khaki, look exactly the same. Khaki, HTML, CSS, khaki, it's a totally different color. You know, it's a totally different color. I think you'd have to take a look for yourself and see, but to me, it's a totally different color, and I'm flabbergasted as to how these people, I don't understand how colors that say have this exact same name, you put a parentheses and put X11 khaki HTML, and it totally changes the color. I digress, as always. Next, we have kiwi. Kiwi green, self-explanatory. Kobe, which is it's like a dark clay red. And then we have Kobe, which is Kobe but just with an I. You have Kobe and then Kobe. Kobecha. And what's interesting about this color, it is a very lovely color. And what's interesting about Kobecha is it's one of the Japanese traditional colors that's been used since 660 CE in the form of various dyes used in designing kimonos. How do I know that? Because as I hover above Kobecha, I get a little snippet from Wikipedia. And I thought I'd share that with you. That to me is a beautiful color, and I think it's got so much history, and it's kind of cool to read that. You know, again, you learn something interesting. Well, I think it's interesting. Maybe to you it's not. Then we have kombu green, which it looks like charcoal. Yeah, looks like charcoal. Like, you know, like charcoal paste, or like that, like charcoal toothpaste, I guess, that people have been like using. Kind of looks like that. Then we have KSU purple. So obviously that would be Kansas State University purple, right? Then we have KU crimson, which is I suppose it's Kansas University crimson. And now we reach the last color in the letter K, the last color for this episode, because this episode's actually gone on a little bit longer than I anticipated. I would ask for a drum roll. No one's going to give it to me. And I don't have the ability to put in sound effects because I'm just not that technically savvy. The last color, letter K, last color of this episode, of this rendition of Double Rainbow, is Kumquat. K. U, M, Q. Did I say K or Q the first time? Let me just restart. Obviously, K, U, M, Q, U, A, T, kumquat. Of course, kumquats are a group of small fruit-bearing trees in the flowering plant family Rutaceae. They were previously classified as forming the now-historical genus Fortunella, or placed within Citrus sensu lato. You know, standard stuff, right? I mean, you knew that. And yeah, that's it. That's another rendition of Double Rainbow. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Let me know what I messed up on. I'm sure I messed up on a lot. Let me know if you want to share your commentary on some of these colors. I love getting emails from people sort of engaging in a dialogue of any sense, right? Like I enjoy, hey, I saw this color. I agree. I disagree. You know, this color caught my eye. Whatever it is, I think it's always interesting. Obviously, the emails I dislike are, you know, that's a terrible series, or, you know, whatever. But I understand everyone has their own opinion. I'm just saying it's not, you know, everyone has their own flavor. You know, I can't please everyone. So going off on a tangent here. All right. Again, that's the end of this episode. If you have any comments, suggestions, email me. Hello at sleepandrelaxtheasmr.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by going to our website, helping donate. You can also, our website, of course, is just sleepandrelaxasmr.com. You can make a one-time donation. That helps a lot. You can also help out through Patreon. You can also follow us on Tingles. Make sure you look at the Tingles app, T-I-N-G-L-E-S. And when you search up the show, visit or type in sleep and, like the symbol and, relax ASMR, and you'll find us. And yeah, that's it for now. Thanks as always for listening, and take care.
Thanks to Casper for sponsoring this episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. Get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/ASMR and using ASMR at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.